Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Hey, Garth Wiley, our mate from Event Cinemas, pops into the studio. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you?
Excellent.
You know, you were talking about the colouring in books before.
Ah, yes.
My partner loves them. The Harry Potter books are out now in colouring in style, and it's a huge relaxation for her, so I understand it.
Is that purely and simply the relaxation part of it?
Or just getting away from me, probably. No, look, it is. It's all about relaxation and I guess the artistry and the craftness that goes with it. I don't think that's a word, but...
Hey, you know what? I make words up all the
absolutely
time.
Absolutely craftness.
Not a morning goes by without a dodgy word added to the Todd Sargent Dictionary. Feel free.
Sounds good.
How did she get into it? What was the
oh, look, I think it's just a family history of, you know, doing craft, you know, things and just found them and the love for the movie as well. It's a great link into the movie.
Yeah.
But loving those Harry Potter films and just wanting to do something that's a bit of relaxation. It's good.
The funny thing I find about it is that in the days of the computer age and the iPad and the iPhone, and we're doing so much stuff online, but something as simple as just sitting there with some pencils.
I think it's nice to take yourself away from those screens for a little bit. You know, that's huge for people these days. We spend so much time in front of them.
I'm sure it's not to get away from you. I'm sure it's just everyone needs that escape every now and then.
From Garth.
Moving right along. I didn't want to say it, but I'm just saying what everyone else is thinking. If, of course, school holidays, the Rugrats are going to be running around at a million miles an hour. Some great movies out at the moment. This one seems very interesting. I don't know anything at all about it. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children.
We're what's known in common parlance as peculiar.
Miss Peregrine, delighted to meet you.
It's my peculiarity.
If I show you the rest, you have to promise not to run away.
Jake, our abilities don't fit in the outside world. We live in places like this, where no one can find us.
Is this anything like Lemony Snicket's in any way, shape or form?
Well, yeah, look, Tim Burton's behind this one, so there's a little bit of weirdness attached to it in terms of the way that it looks and feels. I'm not a super Tim Burton fan in terms of the his directing style, so if you do come along to this particular film, it's very strange, it's a bit off
peculiar, if you will.
It's peculiar, yeah, exactly. And, you know, the story is that this young boy finds this alternate world, and it spans, you know, different times. And there's a discovery of people who have alternate skills and powers, and it is very strange. Eva Green and Samuel L. Jackson attached to the film in terms of acting. And look, I mean, it looks good, and there is a lot of mastery in terms of the special effects and all that sort of thing in there. And it is a school holiday family-friendly film. I would suggest it's for the older kids in the family, though.
Okay, so you're talking the teens?
Look, you know, the tweens into the... because that's the thing these days, tween.
What was that movie? And I can't think of the title of it, but where every actor played probably three characters, and occasionally they played, a female might have played a male. I can't remember what it was, and I remember I started watching it.
You've got me too.
How rubbish are we? We're sitting here talking.
I know, we're the movie people.
Well, you're the movie person. I just turned the microphone on for you. But, you know, sometimes you get into a movie and you go, you know what, this is too complicated.
This will be an immersive experience for you. And having seen a few little bits of the film, it really does suck you in. And it's a very alternate world. So, if you're looking for that escapism from reality, this is the one for you.
Oh, that is doing my head in, what that movie is called. Was it Soul or something? Oh, dear.
As I'm driving away, it'll come to me and I'll send you a message.
School holidays, I imagine plenty of parents and grandparents are going, oh, mate, you know, they're heading for the liquor cabinet over here. Don't do that, okay? Head off to the movies. Look, so many great movies. What are the big ones at the moment for the kids?
The big ones, Secret Life of Pets, of course, what the pets do at home while we're away at work and school. Storks, you know, there's, they've been outsourced. They don't deliver babies anymore. They're doing parcel delivery for your online shopping.
It's 2016, Garth.
That's very interesting. Pete's Dragon, the Disney classic, is, and it's nice to see a real, you know, core Disney classic, very wholesome. It's a great film. And, of course, Miss Peregrine's Home. home for peculiar children for the older kids.
Sully is still raking them
in. Yes, look, and Magnificent Seven's still there as well. It's got its main release this week, but we did talk about that last week.
And also, I've had a couple of texts saying, what's happening with the Beatles doco? What is the go with that?
It's still around. It's doing so well. A lot of Beatles lovers in Newcastle. The music's fantastic. And again, a concert-type documentary on the big screen is always a good thing.
Fantastic. Have a great long weekend.
Yes,
I'm sorry. It's killing me what the name of that movie is now. So
when I remember it, I'll let you know so you can let the listeners know.
Oh, dear. All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you. We'll talk
to you next week. Garth Wiley from Event Cinemas.
2NUR FM 103.7.